brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We have the one, the only, Gerald Celente coming up here in just a few minutes. We've got Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's been all over the world tracking the globalist proxy wars, what's happening to the economy. He hadn't been on the radio with us in a while. He's going to be joining us. Also, Harvard scientists reverse the aging process in mice, now for humans. London Guardian, I told you about this 17 years ago. People didn't believe it. It's in my film Endgame. We're going to be covering that coming up later. I think I'm going to get Gerald's take on it. Also, tungsten-filled 1 kilo bars, gold bars found in the UK. It's confirmed. And the reports are most of the gold in the Federal Reserve has already been secretly taken out. And it's tungsten. I have that from good high-level sources off record. This is the second time it's been confirmed. This is a big deal. This is a big, big, big deal. Also, I haven't got into the situation yet with George Zimmerman and the tragic shooting of Trayvon Martin. There have been big developments in that case, and I'm going to cover that a little bit with Gerald as well, get his take on it, how the system's race baiting and really trying to divide people. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Also, I mentioned some of this yesterday, but there's been some big new developments on the front. They're trying to give diplomatic immunity to all the globalist scammers with their global carbon tax plan developed by Ken Lay and Al Gore. They're trying to now give their operations worldwide because UN groups are slaughtering people in Uganda and not just Africa, areas of Central and South America has come out, Honduras, I mean, actually shooting people. And so they want diplomatic immunity for these new global stock market systems that'll be the new global tax. So all of that is going on. We already have Gerald up, but we're having a Skype issue. Is he ready? All right, we're getting close. It's fine. We'll just get to him in the next segment. If not, we'll go telephone. So we have all of that going on. We also have astronauts scramble for escape pod as space junk threat gets serious. Look, it'd be fun to attack Santorum, who talks a good game about Christianity and anti-abortion, but his voting record's big government. He started cussing at a reporter, which I'm not saying is good, but it makes you think he might actually be a real person that he's not totally controlled. But we may get to that a little bit later. Also, China unveils new legislation on police powers of detention modeled after the NDAA. Police detain protesters in Moscow, St. Petersburg, AP decries it. But our own government does that, too. I think Russia's wrong doing it, but our government's doing it more and more. Egypt's Islamist groups consolidate power. Mentioned that. There it is, Financial Times of London. Egypt liberals quit Islamist-led constitution body. Dovetails with Tunisian Islamist setup. Demand for Islamic State. Media runs defense for Corazon after MF Global revelation. That's Paul Watson's article. Very, very, very important. And we've got a consolidation of articles. For the record, Rockefeller soft kill depopulation plans exposed. I always mispronounce this great writer's name, but it's Jurion Mason. I want to get this person on. They've been writing for us like 5 years, doing a great job, 4 or 5 years as a guest sometime. He's doing great work, but we need an article to that writer where you just get all the soft kill admissions of the UN putting sterilants in vaccines and all the different people calling for sterilants in the water and food and Prozac in the water and lithium in the water and all the admissions and the calls. See, I like overload articles where it's not just some Rockefeller documents, you know, not 10 or 15. That's not enough. I want, this is what I've been asking Watson to do and Kurt, I want articles where you've got them say, kill people anytime the government wants eugenicists, even healthy people. Kill babies up to age 3. Poison babies. Chemical lobotomies to the general public so we're not angry. Drugs so we won't be racist, so lobotomize people so you can't think. All of this. I mean, because we do these articles, people are blown away by them. It's not hardcore enough. Just like I'm not hardcore enough. People think we're being too hardcore. It's the opposite. We're not going far enough. We're not giving you the full magnitude. It's 50 times worse. Okay? And it's going to get 100 times worse if we don't fight back. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, you remember back in October of last year, we learned that several billion dollars of private sequestered accounts with people that were trading in future commodities in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange had disappeared. And then we were told that hundreds of millions would not be paid back. Then we were told a billion, then a billion three, then a billion six. And the media still plays games and says now it's only 200 million missing. Numbers I've got is it's more like 600 million. They then went in and just altered people's statements, even though they had statements of their money that they had in their accounts. You have to put money in to trade, and you also win money if you're successful. That's how these markets work. And Gerald Celente, who'd been doing this for, what was it, close to 30 years, an expert in it, and it was his money. It just disappeared, and people that were ignorant spun it and said, no, it was like the stock market, and it just went down. No, it's like you go to a casino. And they have cards now at casinos, because I was shooting interviews with Jesse Ventura a few months ago, and I hadn't been to Vegas in years, and I was watching people. You go put money on a card, and then that's what you use in the slot machines and buy drinks with and stuff. So it'd be the same thing. It'd be like if you put $1,000 on your card, that's your money, and then you went to use it, and they said no money on it. That's a theft, plain and simple. Okay? Now, all of that took place, and it came out in Reuters. It came out in Forbes. that $1.6 billion was sent to London to J.P. Morgan. Max Keiser, with his connections in London, confirmed journalist Max Keiser that indeed it went to J.P. Morgan. It was known. Zero Hedge reported it. Infowars.com reported it. We all knew what happened. This went on for months, and then Gerald Celente, on his over 100,000, that's all he'll say, he gets a corrected statement. His other statement said he had all this money. Now, hey, it's gone, pal. We corrected your statement. Now, they could have easily just paid back this money. The Federal Reserve bails stuff out with our tax money all the time. They didn't. And the big question is why? And I'm going to ask Gerald that here in a moment. I think they're setting the precedent when they know when all the derivatives go completely belly up to just take everybody's bank accounts, stock portfolios, 401ks. It's already happening in Europe. Government says, we're taking your 401k to protect it, but we're putting a 20% tax on it this year. And you're lucky you're getting some of it. And then the next year they take another 20%. That's what's happening. We're being taught to be gang raped right now, basically. Now, here's Paul Watson's article. Media runs defense for Core Zion after MF Global Revelation. He lied and said he didn't know where it was. When it's on record, he's the CEO and ordered it. Then Terrence Duffy. This all happened in December. We're talking 3-4 months ago now. December 14th, part of the testimony we're about to play, and then go to Gerald. But I want to put this on record. We have all of this going on. The head of the CME, to his credit, we'd attacked him for making fun of Gerald Celente and others and saying these are conspiracy theorists. You know, the money's not missing. Well, a few months later, he had to come out and say, no, it looks like they took it. And by the way, I'm not going to lie for Corzine. And he was in the meetings and he gave the order. So that happened. Now, the corporate prostitute media, as Gerald has coined it, properly, then played along the last few months and said it was no big deal. Now he's been caught perjuring himself 100%. The memos are public. The lawsuits have been filed. It's all coming out. All the major federal regulators formerly worked for him when he was at Goldman Sachs, the head of the commodities trading group, all of it. That's why he hasn't gotten in trouble. So if they get away with this, the sky is the limit. Nobody's money is safe. Now, I want to play a short clip of Congress where they're talking to members of MF Global, and they're saying, we don't know where the money went. And then they go to Corzine, who obviously is lying. You know, my son doesn't lie a lot, but sometimes he does literally climb up and steal cookies that are meant to go in their lunch throughout the week. And he snuck in and got cookies this week, and he said, I didn't get the cookies. And I looked at him, I said, I know you're lying. He goes, I got the cookies. I mean, it's that obvious, but this isn't cookies. This is farmers and ranchers' money, mainly. That's what they really stole here from the CME group. Only part of it was gold. Here is that clip in Congress, December 14th, almost, well, I guess it is, more than 4 months ago. Here it is. And we'll go ahead and fade that up. Let's stop right there, because I'm not getting fed this audio. Let's go ahead and start the clip over again for everybody. Go ahead and play it.
Where is the money from funds that were supposed to be kept separate? Customer money. Mr. Steenkamp, CFO, where's the money?
Senator, unfortunately, I do not know where the money is.
Well, who does?
I never directed anyone at MF Global to misuse customer funds.
He'll exchange his own memos, his own orders. It's all public, and the media is saying he might get in trouble civilly. Let's go to Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Institute. In fact, right here I've got some of the latest Trends journals here in my hot little hands. Gerald, great to have you here. Thank you for joining us. What is your latest breakdown of what's happened as a victim of these hoodlums?
Well, it's another cover-up. If this was you or me or anybody out there listening, you know, they'd have us on Rikers Island by now, or like they did with that Dominique Strauss-Kahn character from the former head of the World Bank when he was allegedly raped a hotel staff person, a maid. And Corzine just gets a free ride. I mean, let's go through this. This is what? November, December, January, February, what? 5 months later? later, and this guy still doesn't know what they did with the money. And now, of course, it's all coming out. And again, everyone that I spoke with, I know people in the business, everybody laughed at his testimony. And when you read now what the memos are saying, and Paul Watson did a great job on it, how the prostitutes are covering it up and say things like, well, you know, there's no criminal charges here. And they're all running cover for him. You read what's going on here. The head of J.P. Morgan, the division, the chief risk officer, he called Corzine to receive assurances about the source of the money. The firm followed up with a draft letter from Mrs. O'Brien. That was the person within MF Global that transferred the money, to sign a statement stating that all past, present, and future transactions complied with federal regulations according to the memo. But Lori Ferber, the firm's general counsel, hey, I wonder if she was the same general counsel that guy Louis Free wants to give a bonus to for staying with this and straightening it all out. But anyway, she may be another general counsel, thought the letter was too broad. She wanted to limit its scope to transfers made on October 28th, the memo said. To make a long story short, they never signed the memo. And to make a long story very short, this thing's going back and forth and back and forth. Corzine's demanding that the money be sent over there. J.P. Morgan Chase knows it's a deal. They won't cover it, and they can't get a sign-off on it. And all of a sudden, $200 million is gone on this one deal. And now, you know what they say? Here is where the prostitutes really suck up. You know what they're saying? It was attributed to sloppy bookkeeping. Sloppy bookkeeping. How can they make this stuff up? No, it's all a cover-up. And you said it. This whole thing is crashing down. That's why they have the National Defense Authorization Act. That's why Obama signed that executive order a few weeks ago. That's why Holder, our esteemed attorney general, just put through another law that allows the government now to watch every move we make, everything we do, without a warrant. Without a warrant. Every bit of our private lives are now government data. And they can do what they want with it. And you know why? Because they know the whole thing is collapsing. And they know the natives are restless. They're restless in Spain. They're restless in Greece. They're restless in Romania. They're restless in the UK and Portugal. They're restless in Greece. They're restless in Ireland. And they're restless in the USA. And this thing is collapsing, and you said it. The money's not there. The gold's not there. And that guy Duffy that you mentioned, the head of the CME group that was making fun of people like me calling us conspiracy theorists, how come nobody's holding his feet to the fire? How come nobody's replaying that videotape that I put out there over and over again with the 47,000 people in the media showing Big Mouth Duffy blowing out a lot of hot air about how the CME Group, this is the exchange where all the commodities run through out in Chicagoland, he's saying they have $100 billion in collateral to back such kind of incidents as the one we later saw with MF Global. Where's the $100 billion when they can't cover $1.6 billion? The whole game is rigged. It's a criminal operation from credit default swaps, auction rate securities, collateralized debt obligations, synthetic collateralized debt obligations, and how about an FU obligation?
Well said, and we do have that clip. We also have Duffy, and again, he's obviously a scallywag as well, but to his credit, blind hogs do find acorns, broken clocks are right twice a day. He did come out and say that Corzine did give the order to transfer the money and you know, was the first to finally back off. So my point is, he did attack you, and the CME did attack you by name, but now they've been forced to back off and have admitted that you were right. So I'm wondering where this goes. I also want to look at this tungsten steel being found inside gold bars for the second time now out of Switzerland. This is big news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, here's one of those Terrence Duffy clips. There's a whole bunch of them where he's come out and said that, no, it was ordered by Corzine. Corzine, quote, knew of, as the CEO, that they were ordering these sequestered accounts to be wired out of the country. Well, now the memos are out. It's confirmed he gave the order. No kidding. The former head of Goldman Sachs runs his own brokerage firm, MF Global, robs accounts, and he didn't know. And then the government, for the last 6 months, didn't know where the money went. When they know when you wire $1,000. I mean, this is outrageous. Let's go to a short piece of that clip and then back to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Here it is.
CFTC and CME staff and auditors returned to the firm on Sunday, October 30th, and were informed by MF Global employees that this discrepancy was caused by, quote, an accounting error. Our auditors worked with the CFTC, devoted the rest of the day and night Sunday to find the so-called accounting error. No such error was ever found. Instead, at about 2 a.m. Monday morning, October 31st, MF Global informed both the CFTC and CME at approximately the same time that the shortfall was real and that customer segregated funds had been transferred out of segregation to the firm's broker-dealer accounts. After receiving this information, CME remained at MF Global while MF Global attempted to identify funds that could be transferred into segregation to reduce or eliminate the discrepancy. A CME auditor also participated in a phone call with senior MF Global employees, wherein one employee indicated that Mr. Corzine knew about the loans that had made for the customer segregated from the customer segregated accounts. CME Group has provided this information of these individuals to the Department of Justice and the CFTC who are investigating these matters.
All right, there you go. That's just part of the clip. Gerald, this is hiding in plain view. Why isn't he in jail right now?
Because he's a member of the White Shoe Boys Club. That's why. You know the word justice, J-U-S-T-U-S, just us. Have you seen a head roll from the Goldman Sachs gang? They get fined $550 million, and they don't have to admit nor deny that they screwed anybody. Have you seen anybody's head roll from Countrywide? Oh, you remember that one, that phony mortgage company over there that was raping us in front of everybody in the White House and in Congress? Have you seen one head roll from any of these major banks that committed the greatest financial fraud in the history of the universe? Hey, if you live in Wisconsin, I just read that if you make home-brewed beer, you have to keep it in your house, and you can't bring it to a friend's house to drink because it's against the law. And those little kids out there selling lemonade, get them off the street. First it's lemonade, and then it's heroin. I know, it's a heroin, lemonade. Yeah, it's all connected. Alex, it's fascism 2.0. The merger of state and corporate powers. What is it going to take people to see what's going on? Our new Trends Journal is coming out. The cover of the Trends Journal will be out in a few weeks, is going to read, "Next Train to Auschwitz. All aboard." No need to worry about those calories. Kiss them goodbye.
Incredible, Gerald. We're going to go to break. A long segment's coming up. I want to get into a host of issues. But when you speak about fascism, I've looked at the numbers. I've had countless economists on. Trends forecasters like yourself, it's clear there's no way to get out of this unless the banksters all go to jail, unless we write off all their fraudulent derivatives. Instead, they're clearly establishing a high-tech police state to use the crisis to take over our lives. We're going into a hot tyranny. This is not just going to be good old boy corruption.
No, you're right. It's happened. Again, how many laws have to be passed before people realize there's no constitution left? And that's why the Trends Journal is going to be Next Train to Auschwitz.
Well, it seems that there's nothing that these banksters can't or won't do. And I want to discuss solutions to this and how you think we'll get out of it. I also want to bring up some news items to you that tie into all of this. On the other side, Gerald Celente is our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I want to be clear from reading declassified British and U.S. psychological warfare manuals, Soviet psychological warfare manuals, Nazi psychological warfare manuals, Edward Bernays, who advised the Department of War and then Department of Defense, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, probably more important even than Sigmund Freud. They all write books that I've read and quoted here on air. You can go read this about habitualization. Habitualization. It's just like cigarettes. They say it's not even so much the nicotine. That's part of it. It's the doing something with your hands. Wanting to smoke the cigarette, getting you in the habit. They get you in the habit of the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. People say, I used to hate it, but now I'm just used to it. Well, now they're getting you used to taking your bank account. And all over the country, from San Francisco to New York, they're announcing tolls to ride bicycles and to walk. They're announcing all over the country that the police want to inspect gardens because you might be growing drugs. All over the country, they're setting up federally mandated checkpoints that are totally illegal, not just Fourth Amendment, but Tenth Amendment. What are the feds doing that for? It's not their jurisdiction. So the system is racing to habitualize us or condition us or acclimate us, use whatever word you want, to get us accustomed to this. I went to Walmart last night because I hadn't been to one in years. And they had film for a Polaroid-style camera so my grandmother can take pictures. She doesn't know how to run computerized cameras. And all the other, there's a few little shops, so I guess they weren't carrying it. So I went in there, and almost all the checkouts are now self-serve. And I noticed it took them longer than even longer lines with a human. So again, it's all about control. And this system is racing into place. And we as a society are in deep trouble. Going back to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, who was robbed by MF Global, we see them racing. We see communist China saying we can now secretly arrest and disappear people because America does it. So now the communist Chinese leadership that perches on top of the hardworking, smart Chinese people as parasites, they're now using America as their pretext to fully do things they wouldn't have dared do before. I mean, I don't think people realize, as you're saying, just how evil and what an abomination our country's become, Gerald.
Again, it's in front of everybody, but the prostitutes don't report it. They barely reported on the NDAA that was signed on New Year's Eve. They barely reported on Obama's signing that last executive order that also, what does it allow him to take over with a potential threat? A potential threat. They could take over corporations, farms, enslave us. I mean, I read it on Prison Planet. You have it all outlined there. A potential. When's potential? Well, potential is potentially forever. They didn't write. They wrote some little column about the latest one that a big bro out there, Eric Holder, in a relationship to Big Brother, that he just signed off on, that now they could collect all the information they want about any of us, Google, emails, telephone conversations, and you don't even have to be a threat. They're doing this all under the guise of the war on terror. No. It's not the war on terror. It's that they're terrorized. They may be incompetent. They may act like psychopaths and are arrogant, but and they may appear stupid. But they're not stupid enough not to be able to read the graffiti on the walls. And it's very clear. You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're putting these draconian measures and this police state in place because they know there's going to be a lot of mass protests, very large protests throughout Europe, throughout the United States, throughout Russia. The systems are collapsing, and they're putting everything in place to clamp down on the people. And I keep asking the question, what is it going to take before the people realize that those great red, white, and blue coaches are nothing more than an express train to Auschwitz?
Well said. What do you make of open announcements that they're going to tax you to walk down the street?
Again, they're going to keep clamping down on us at every level they can until you truly have Orwell's 1984 come alive in 2012. And you said it, Alex. They make it okay to feel you up at the airport. They make it okay to stop you. And that's what happens to the proles. The proles will be fine with paying a little bit here or there, being that Big Brother is watching over them and taking care of them. Orwell would be shocked if he saw what was happening, far greater than he could have ever imagined. The control freaks are in control. The systems are breaking down. And how could any dignified person, how could any person with that much self-respect look up to a Santorum, to a Romney, to an Obama? We're months away from the 2012 election, and imbeciles, people with the cojones the size of moths, are going to go to the ballot box and say, I voted for a lesser of two evils. How about you voted for the greater of two cons? So that's what we're looking at. The people are signing their own death warrant when they go to vote for the two criminal parties.
Let me raise this point. You know, I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. He's 76 years old, running a really hard campaign on the ground. But even Paul's admitted, and the New York Times has admitted, that there's been election fraud. They stole the early states from him. And I know that legislation was introduced to begin the impeachment process against Obama if he launches more wars without congressional approval. What about the last one in Libya? Well, how about we go directly to impeachment? Ron Paul, that'd be a great campaign move as well. How about, instead of Ron Paul, I know the specials will get to him, fighting with the other little Republican twits, how about Ron Paul starts impeachment against Obama? How about that?
It's not going to go anywhere. I mean, you know, it's like having somebody in the Third Reich, you know, screaming and yelling. You know, Hitler's not doing it right. I mean, it's been fascism. It's taken over. You post them on your website all the time. How many is it going to take to add up before people can see it?
Well, I think you hit the core of it, though.
The only way I see this ending is to end these two criminal operations called the Republicans and the Democrats. My campaign for 2012, I want to see a voter's strike if the only choice we have is Romney or Ron Paul from these two major parties. And I believe that if 40% or less of us go out to vote, we could call this an illegitimate election, because it's really clear, folks, we don't want any of you two jerks. You barely got 25% of the vote or 30% of the vote, whoever the winner is. We need to change the system. The system's corrupt from top to bottom. Nancy Pelosi's worth $200 million. You think she got that because she's so smart? How much is it going to take people before they understand that every aspect of their life is being destroyed by a gang of 535, that's what Congress is, that is taking over for them. A bunch of megalomaniacs, psychopaths, sociopaths, arrogant, stupid people making decisions for them that are going to affect the rest of their lives. When are they going to stand up and understand that Washington is not a world away? No, 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 no. Read Big Bro Holder's latest proclamation. They're in your email. They're in your bedroom. They're on Google. They're listening to you on the telephone. How much more is it going to take?
Well, I agree with you, Gerald. It is so over the top that it is completely illegal to listen to someone without a warrant. And they have the CIA director out saying, hey, we listen to everything, and we're getting companies to put little tracker chips and listening devices in all your devices. We're listening to you over the phone, the computer. Google, for now at least 6 years, admits they're watching and listening to people over the built-in microphones and cameras. It's totally illegal, and it's in our face now. It's just off the charts. It is so overwhelming what they're doing.
It's no longer illegal. Those are words. They made it legal. The Constitution no longer exists. in the latest declarations by the Attorney General and El Presidente, Los Estados Unidos, they can do anything they want. They've granted themselves full power. And again, potential threats mean that they exist forever. So again, when I look at what's going on, Alex, I'm a writer. I could, in my wildest dreams, I could not have come up with a more lame script than the presidential reality show.
It's off the charts. It's like a Kurt Vonnegut dark satire of the most ridiculous system. But we have parallels. We have this big power grab. They're openly stealing bank accounts. But then we still have a lot of basic freedoms. People are starting to wake up. So my point is, Gerald, we have to call it for what it is. And I think the heart of it is the prostitutes will not report on it and make it a big issue. And they use distractions like the Trayvon Martin situation, which is tragic. And I don't think that the wannabe cop should have followed him, you know, down the street a bit. But now black friend defends shooter of Florida teen, says that he's known him for years. In fact, it's a black anchorman there locally that's friends with George Zimmerman. Witnesses have told police that, and this has been in their day one, that Trayvon Martin was on top of Mr. Zimmerman and had, quote, well, now we know his nose was broken. My point is, why are they making such a big, giant deal out of this? Why is the Justice Department coming out and saying that they may charge him with hate crimes? And now the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, is saying vigilante arresting. My point is, when a cop shoots a black guy in handcuffs and then lies about it, you don't see Obama come out and talk about it because that scene is the system. But when they can try to play black off against white, they do it because the system, the prostitutes, want us fighting with each other instead of knowing it's the big offshore megabanks. Your take on all that?
Oh, you're 100% right. I agree with you. And let's bring it to another level. Is there racism? Of course there is. Are there ethnic slurs about different nationalities and groups? Hey, you put on an equivalent of what was that show? Sopranos. Yeah, do that with a black, a Hispanic, or a Jew. See how far you get. Is that kind of thing going on? Sure it is. Do I like it as an Italian? No. But let's not call America a racist country, because let's make this really clear. The people in this country elected a black president. If you can't have more proof than that, you know, let's call it a day here. Is this guy, maybe there was a hate crime here? Yeah, maybe. But this is not an overtly racist country. Not when you have a black man sitting in the United States and the attorney general's black. Give me a break.
Well, let's remember this. Whenever there's black on white crime, the media will not cover it. But take the lacrosse team. Turned out that was all made up. They had to drop the charges. Same people, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, in there implying that white guys are a bunch of devils. Folks, I'm white, and I'm here to tell you, I'm not thinking hateful things about people. I want everybody to do well. I want to live in peace, and I'm sick of the prostitutes, because they're the ones trying to stir this up. They're the same prostitutes that said, attack Iraq. They're the same ones that told you Corzine's a nice guy. If the prostitutes are stirring up this Trayvon Martin thing, and why are black people on average getting so mad just when the media tells you to get mad? Again, it's a manipulation.
Well, it's the same manipulation. We hate Muslims in this country. You know, so of course it's a manipulation. It's Big Brother.
They want us. Why do you think they're pulling this right now? Because there's lots
They want to get our minds off the major issues. As I said, look at the presidential reality show. Look at these three characters. A Romney, a Santorum, and an Obama. You know, Larry Moe and Curly. I mean, come on. You couldn't make this one up. There's Obama in the papers I see the other day, and he's in North Korea And it says Barack Obama, commander-in-chief, and he has these field glasses looking over at the DMZ between South Korea and North Korea. I mean, come on. What commander-in-chief?
Did you see where he said, oh, communism's terrible. It's like it's frozen in time. Well, he's bringing in fascism where they communalize our wealth and then steal it to these megabanks.
Exactly. Look, we haven't had a commander-in-chief in this country since Dwight D. Eisenhower. I mean, little Georgie Bush playing commander-in-chief. Any of these guys that want to call themselves commanders-in-chief, get on the white horse and lead the charge or shut your mouth. Like they're doing to this guy Bales, this poor guy. You know, I don't know what happened over there in Afghanistan, but if we're going to have a murder trial, let's start with Bush and Cheney and all those congresspeople that voted for the war and sent them over there. You want to have a murder trial? Let's have a war trial, war crimes tribunal for the people that are prosecuting this war.
I agree. You want to invade Uganda to get the imaginary Coney? How about we arrest Bush and Cheney and all the rest of them right now? Absolutely. Gerald Celente is our guest. We're going to jam in a few phone calls. Your quick questions, 800-259-9231. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
We've got Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us at 15 after next hour for 45 minutes to cover a host of important issues. But when we start the next hour, we'll do that short segment and then one part of the next, taking your phone calls for Gerald Celente. Mike, James, Mojo, Carol, and Shane will have time to take five calls, your quick questions for Gerald Celente. But I wanted to raise the point here that analyzing this, historically, the elite have a plan to control us, but they don't have a plan, the kleptocrats, to control themselves, because none of the crooks can tattle on the other one because they've all got dirt on each other. Now the stealing is out in the open. What I'm seeing, what I'm getting from high-level sources is, for 5 years there's been a snatching and a grabbing, that they're just looting things now and planning to leave the country. But they're going to leave us behind with a police state that they think is going to do a rear guard action from anybody ever going after them. And that's why they're getting away with all this craziness. But Ruger, in just a few months, sold over 1 million guns. They've got their 1 million-plus back order right now. All the other gun manufacturers, I go to gun stores now, and half their shelves are bare. The ammo's gone. The American people are buying around 5 million guns a month now. Everyone I talk to knows the government's criminal and has a line in the sand. You try to put me in a work brigade. You try to forcibly inoculate me. You come on my property. People are getting to the point. The system thinks they're wimps. They're actually just very sad and desperate. I don't think the bureaucracy, Gerald, realizes that they're going to stick their arm in a bear trap and that this country is on the edge. Because if you've got 200 million gun owners, 1% fights back, that's 2 million combatants. And the government's gearing up for war. But all the drones, all the fancy equipment is not going to stop people. If you got 2 million people to fight back, all they got to do is go find one bureaucrat, one globalist. It's game over. And I'm not, again, I don't want it to go there, but I'm telling the globalists, don't start a fight you can't back up. Gerald Celente.
Well, Alex, that's all they ever do is start fights that they keep losing. These are psychopaths. Was Vietnam a nice one that they started for fake reasons? Oh, let's go back to Korea. I forgot that one. How about that lovely Iraq war? You remember that one. Because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Afghanistan? Hey, Alexander the Great couldn't win. The British got their behind kicked. Well, Russians got thrown out. Their empire collapsed. But George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of the little creeps out there, they were going to start another winter. How about the beauty Obama started over there in Libya? That's now a civil war. Oh, did you read today? The United States is sending help to the Syrian rebels. Oh, non-lethal. What rebels? Who are they? What I'm saying, Alex, you have people that are deranged. They don't look at the consequences. So, yes, they're going to start this. And, yes, they believe they could enslave us all. And, by the way, I want to make this official announcement. Regardless of who wins in November, I, Gerald Celente, demand the cabinet position of Secretary of Trends and Consequences, so that we could look at what you're doing and how it's going to end up, because they never do that.
No, 9 out of 10 reactors, most of them 40 years old, are now leaking, and their answer is, because the radiation eats holes and everything, just raise the level and say it's safe. Just like 20 years ago they wouldn't let troops use DU, now they do. I mean, it's true. The elite are not in control, folks. They're crazy people.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.